today's Mishnah, we'll learn the 5th and 6th Mishnah from the 8th Perek of Masechta Tahara. The Mishnah begins, Eshet Amaret Shenichnasa L'toch Beito Shel Chaver. So here, doing the wife of an Amaret that entered into the house of a Chaver without permission. Why did she do so? Lotzid Beno Bito Bemto. She went to do so simply to retrieve her son or daughter or animal. Mishnah says, Habay Tahor. The house is absolutely Tahor. We don't have to be concerned that maybe she started handling or touching other items and exploring the house. Why? Because when she entered, she didn't enter with permission, and she went for the express purpose that she felt justified to do so, which was to retrieve her son or a daughter or an animal. And therefore, she would be scared to go beyond that, considering that she wasn't allowed to enter anyway. So therefore, in other words, she'd be scared to be considered then as a thief, having entered without permission. So therefore, we assume she only went to retrieve the son, the daughter, or the animal, and didn't touch anything else. Let's now learn Mishnah Vav. Klal Amru, there's a general rule the Chachamim said, Betarot. It says, Kol HaMiuchad LaOchel Adam, anything, any food that is considered... food for human beings, for example, meat, bread, things like that, it's considered tameh. It is susceptible to tumat ochlim, and it can be tameh as well, meaning if it was tameh from the outset, ad shi pasel me'ochel hakelev, meaning that once it's defined as food, unless it spoils and degrades to a state that an animal wouldn't consume it, then it would still be susceptible to tumah, and if it was tameh, it will retain its state of tumah. If it spoils beyond that point, then it is tahor. Something that's not considered food for people would be tahor, would not be susceptible to tumah, until someone identifies that Adam and says, yes, I'd like that for consumption. So ketzad, how so? Gozal shenafal lagat. Here we're dealing with a bird, a kosher bird, that fell into a press and died there, meaning, say, the storage with all the oil collected. V'chishev alav la'aloto, and someone thought, you know what, oh, I'd like to retrieve that bird to give it la nochri to nochri to consume it. In that situation, we say it is tamer because he's been nechshav. He's considered that bird for consumption for a human being, despite the fact that it was not really fit for consumption, for normally eaten by human beings when it died in the gut. However, lekelev, if you want to retrieve it to feed it to a dog, well, that's not machshava. That's not having thought or consideration for human consumption. That's for an animal consumption. Therefore, it still would be tahor. It will not be susceptible to tumah. However, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he says it's metame. When it comes to this bird, it is susceptible to tumah. Now, what's the debate? We're going to explain this according to the Batanura, because it's based on learning we've said before. If you recall, we said a nevela of tahor, meaning just simply a dead bird of a kosher species. We said that in the kfarim, since they would in the villages, people wouldn't normally eat such birds, so therefore it requires machshava. However, in the krachim, in the big cities, that they would be consumed, they wouldn't need machshava. It's already considered fit for human consumption. And everyone agrees with that. The debate in this Mishnah seems to be, between the Rabbi Nochan and Benuri and the Chachamim, appears to be regarding this gozal, this bird, that fell into this, in the gut, in the krachim. Now the Chachamim understand, since it fell in the gut and spoiled, then it's not like a normal nevela of tahor in the krach in the big cities. Therefore, it requires machshava to be considered food. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri disagrees. It's just like any other nevela of tahor; it's already considered food for human consumption. Let's continue. Chishev alav chereshot v'katan. If we're talking about this gozal that we said that it fell in the gut, and according to Chachamim said it requires machshava to be considered food for a human being. And a cheresh, a deaf mute, a shot, an imbecile, or a katan, a minor, considers it for human consumption, wants to give it, say, to a goy, but didn't do any action, it's just machshava alone, then we say tahor, that the animal, this gozal, is still not fit, is susceptible to tumah. Why? Because these individuals are not considered having dat, understanding of halachic significance. However, im eluhu, if the chereshot of a katan did an action and extracted this gozal and took it out for that purpose of giving to someone to eat, then we say it's tameh, then it is susceptible to tumah. Why? Because we say sheyesh lehem maaseh vein lama machshava, despite the fact that we said a chereshot of a katan doesn't have machshava, doesn't have their mental consideration of that this animal that should be for consumption is insignificant. Nonetheless, they have a maaseh. Their actions are significant, such that it would express that machshava enough through the action, and then would make this gozal, in our case, using our example, susceptible to tumah. those in the Mishnah today.